Today's share in the Dirshu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Nun Vav Amud Beis. We're in the fifth volume of Mishnah Berurah, and we're in the middle of Simen Tov Nun Tes, in the middle of Sif Beis. We're on the very bottom line of Nun Vav Amud Aleph with the last Ramah there. Hagah. V'yesh lahachmir l'maher b'inyan asiyas ha-matzos. We've been discussing the proper way to knead the matzah to make sure that it doesn't become chametz, and the Ramah tells us over here that one should constantly be aware that there's a potential for chametz in the dough, and therefore you should be very machmir over here to constantly be working on the dough at the time that you're making and forming it into a dough and making it into the shape of a matzah. Yesh lochush, ki yesh lochush shashihios, any pauses, yitztarfu l'shir mil. They'll combine together to reach the 18-minute mark, the mil, the amount of time it takes a person to walk a mil, roughly a kilometer, or oshiyya b'mokom cham, shimamar l'hachmetz, or that you're going to keep it in a place where it could get hot because the heat of the oven or the sun, etc., that we discussed in yesterday's shir, and therefore one should be very, very careful about this, the Ramah tells us. And he brings down in the name of the Hagos Maimonios and the Mordechai. Now, the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sif Katan Tez Zayin, Ubetrumas Hadeshin Kosav, he brings that from the Trumas Hadeshin, the Bishor Shaosek Ba'isa, when you're working on the dough, Esa Gomur, Dainu Be'itas Hadeidaim, Reedud, and you're doing a complete working it over here with your hands, and you're forming it into the right shape and everything. So Afilu Shaw Bein Tayim Ma'at, even if you were to pause for a little bit, V'chazar V'shaw Ma'at, and then you pause after you worked on it some more, Ein mitztarif l'shir mil. All these little pauses do not combine to make the shear of a mil, according to Trumas Hadeshin. Because the esek she'osech achar kach, because when you rework on it a few minutes after you stopped, so mevatel ho'aschalto shehischil is oribo koach hachimutz b'shor shoysu munachz b'lo esek. When you paused, the chimutz process started, but it takes 18 minutes to reach the full chimutz process. But then, let's say you pause for a minute, and now you start working on it again, it nullifies the minutes worth of the chimutz process that started, and you're back to point zero, so to say. Avo b'shor she'osek ba'esek mu'ah. But if you're only working on it a little bit, then kigon b'shor she'menakir ha'matzos, when you're making the holes in the matzos, so then, afogad the mikre esek gamkein, even though you're still called working on it at that point in time, she'no minichu l'achmetz b'oso es, it won't get any further chametz while you're working on it, this little bit of working on it. When you're doing this little bit of work on it, it won't nullify the pauses that already began to be mechametz. The yisha od, and here if you have another pause, yitztarif l'shir mil v'aser. Then these small pauses can add up together to make the 18 minutes. V'das ha'maril la'achmir b'chol gavdi, and the maril is more machmir than the Trumas Hadeshin. He says amachmir in any pauses they can add up to 18 minutes. So just to quickly summarize over here, you have the opinion of the Trumas Hadeshin that says, if you're doing significant amount of work on the matzos, even though you pause, as long as you didn't pause for 18 minutes, every time you do the significant amount of work on the matzos, it nullifies any start of the chimutz process. But if you're only doing a minimal amount of esek on the matzah, it doesn't nullify it, and then those pauses can add up. And the Ma'aril says, in all cases, the pauses do add up. There are additional comments over here in Dirshu footnotes number 18 and 19, Ayin Sham. Look over there if you want to see more details. Now we go to the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Yud Zayin, that it causes a quickening of the chimutz process with the pauses or with the heat. Ki shiur demil, this shear of 18 minutes, lo nemar, was only said elabistam batim, in a typical house without any heat, shein bohem chom gadol. It doesn't have the oven on, it doesn't have the heat coming in from a furnace, it doesn't have the sun rays coming through the windows. Avo b'yesh bo yisrun chamimus, mimar lahachmetz b'pochus b'shirzeh. But if you have, in fact, a hot house in some way, shape, or form, then the 18-minute shear goes away. It can become chametz in a much shorter period of time. Now we go to the Mechaber. The Mechaber is now going to introduce over here a concept that we've already discussed a little bit before, and we'll see a major machlokis which can be found in the Bir Halacha, Dibra Maskul, the Achashinet Asku, Miyad Yachmetz. We'll see in a moment that there's major difference of the Rishon and what the word miyad means. So first let's see the Mechaber. The Mechaber writes, Ve'achar shenes asku bebotzek, nischamim biyadayim, you've worked on kneading the dough and it's all ready to be shaped into the form to put it into the oven and to do the rest of the preparatory work, making the holes in it that we have the custom to make the holes in the matzah. So before you put it into the oven, your hands are hot. And in this situation, if you were to go, im yanichu below esek, if you were to go and pause over here without working on it, now that you've heated it up with your hands with all this kneading, the Mechaber tells us, miyad yachmetz. Immediately it becomes chametz. The Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Yud Ches explains, ulefizeh, based upon this opinion, we're assuming the word miyad means immediately right now, which is the opinion of the Rosh, the Rebbe Elazar Mimitz, the Mordechai, and other Rishonim and Achronim. You can see this in the Bir Halacha, Dibur Masel, V'Achash Nisasku. He brings down the name of the Aguda, the name of the Gaonim, that the word Miyad means immediately. So when the Mishnah Berurah says, L'fish Zeh, according to these opinions, Sarach Lizor Ma'od, one has to be very, very careful, L'Achash Orchu, that after you've kneaded the matzah fully, you've made it, the dough into appropriate matzah dough, and you've prepared it and put it into the right shapes, and it's about to have the guy that's going to make the holes in it do this, he should do that immediately. And after he makes the holes in the matzah, you must immediately put it into the oven. Because the word miyad, according to all of these Rishonim, means immediately it will become chametz if you don't do this. As soon as you stop working on it, since you've heated it up with your hands, it will become a problem. It will become chametz potentially over here. So therefore, one has to do this miyad, immediately. However, the Mishnah says, "Va'olam ein nisharin b'zeh kokach." The Velt is not so careful to do this miyad immediately. So, what's the reasoning? What's the tzad lahokel over here for the rest of the Velt? The efshar de miyad de kamar mechaber labdafka, because the Mishnah Berurah brings down that maybe miyad doesn't mean immediately like it sounds, but it means shortly. It'll be a short period of time. It won't be the 18 minutes, let's say. It'll be a shorter period of time, but it won't be immediately. How do we paskin? He says, we should certainly be l'chatchila concerned about the first opinion that says miyad means immediately, and not the second opinion, which the Bir Halacha brings down, is based upon the Rambam and the Ramban and the Truvas Rashba that brings the Ramban as well. So while they're meiko, we l'chatchila should be machmir and not let it go afilu rega echad im efshar, and not let it be paused even for a split second if you can help it. Everything should go like clockwork. As we already explained, the Chanal B'Rosh HaSif. And he says, Ayin Mashik Asabda Mevira Alocha, where there, in addition to what I pointed out, there are additional factors over here that one should look at in the rest of this Bir Halacha. The issue footnote number 21 brings down that the opinion of the Rosh is, as we have explained, that Mimyad means it immediately becomes Chametz. The Chazon Ish, however, says that that's not the Kavan of the Rosh. He says, even the Rosh would agree, Shebaofen Zeh Hima Maheris LaHachmetz. It means that it will become much more quickly Chametz, but doesn't mean that it becomes Chametz immediately. And he says, therefore, L'chatchilo Yesh Liyoz Zoriz Bedover, while we should be very careful to try to fulfill to the letter of the law, not having any pauses over here, B'dievet Ein Choshen L'kach, Kivan Shadover Ein Shriach. It really doesn't become chametz immediately, and therefore, b'di'evit, if one wasn't as careful as one should be, there is no problem with this matzah. Mechaber continues and he writes, v'im hischilu b'shtei isos, if one was going and working on two isos simultaneously, ke'echod, v'chmitza achas, and one of them did become chametz, it has the visual signs that it became chametz. So then b'yadua she'chmitza gam ha'shenis, then one has to presume that the second dough, which doesn't have the physical signs of chimutz, is also chametz. As I just said, the Mechaber tells us, even if it doesn't have any signs of the chimutz process, which we'll learn about momentarily. Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and Yotes tells us, and even if there was no pause, there would be 18 minutes, the amount of time it takes to walk a meal. Even in this situation, if dough number one became chametz, then mistama, something was there that caused dough number one to become chametz, so we have to be concerned that dough number two, which was made at the same time, also became chametz, even though we don't have visible evidence of that. The Chaber continues and he writes, the im hechmitza, if you did in fact see the chametz process taking place, so what does that mean? Achiesh basadokim, if it has cracks in the dough, so then, afilu known as arvuas dokim sebeze, even if the cracks don't connect one to the other, one goes in this direction, one goes in that direction, the cracks aren't connected, nevertheless, have a chometz gomer. That is a sign that it's chometz gomer if the dough has cracks in it. But ochel chayv karis, and if somebody were to eat this, they're eating real chometz on Pesach, and there would be chayv karis rachmona litzlan. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkot and Chof that if it has cracks, afilu yesh adokim b'miktzas isa, even if the cracks are only in a small part of the dough, haray kol isa chametz, you have to presume that the entire dough is chametz. V'chein l'chaman gabi hechsifu ponav namiken, and the same halach applies, where we'll learn in a moment about if it becomes white, if the dough becomes white, hechsifu ponav, so even if only part of the dough is white, we presume the whole dough has become chametz. The Mechaber continues and he says, v'im ein bo sedik, if there are no cracks, however, ela hechsifu ponav, ke'odim sh'omdu sarosav, that's what the Mechaber says, and the Ramah says over here, Pirush, what does it mean, hechsifu? Nishtana mariso leloven. brings down the name of the Aruch, that it became white. If the dough becomes white, like a person's, when he's frightened, his hair stand up at edge, and his face becomes frightened. So that's the expression over here, Sifu Panov, like a person who's frightened that his hair's standing up on edge. In this situation, it's only an issur d'rabbanan, ochlo potter. You're not chayiv karis over here, but nevertheless, it's potter aval osur. As the Mishnah Berurah explains, as if katan chafalev aval osur b'achilu b'ano, it is considered not able to be eaten, and one doesn't get any hanah from it as well. Albeit it's not pure chametz, so one is not over karis. The iko issur d'raisa b'zeh orak min d'rabbanan osur. Is this an issur d'raisa for which you're not chayiv karis, or is it only an issur d'rabbanan? That's already been discussed in svar le'el b'simin tof mem beis sif aleph ayin sham. Then he adds, the kosva achronim, the tzorch ledaktik b'shirzeh. One has to be very careful because this is a real isser over here. Ki matzihu, and it's very common, shechsivu ponov, it's very common that you can reach this stage of the chimutz process that it becomes whiter, the ein ish som alev l'rof, but people aren't careful about this, so one should be very careful about this. The Yusha footnote number 23 brings down the afim hichsifu pnei habotzik miyad liachashiv siku l'sasik. But even if this whitening occurs almost immediately, so the Chazon Ish says that is osur. That becomes a dough that has become chometz, whether it's the rice or the rabbanon. Nevertheless, the dough is osur. And he adds shekol zman she'oskim habotzik. But if you're working on the dough, it's impossible for this simani chimutz to occur because the working on the dough prevents the chimutz process from occurring. Now we continue with the Ramah Hagah. The matzah suya, if the matzah is laid out in the shape that it's supposed to be, it's made into the form that it's going to be, and it's about to be put into the oven, but you're concerned that somehow, for whatever the reason, you're not able to put it into the oven right now, and you're concerned that it'll become chametz, v'yari shelo tovo lidei chimutz, and you want to prevent it from coming chametz, so he says one would be allowed in this situation to break it up, mutu l'shabra, so to break up the matzah from the shape that you made it into, and continue to work on it, v'lachzor lasosa, and in this fashion, by continuing to work on it, k'desha esek yivatel chimutz, the continues working on it will prevent the chimutz process from occurring, and possibly, like we brought down the name of the Truma Sedeshin, even stop the chimutz that already occurred, so you go back to point zero. However, this is only a bidyevid. Mihu, lechatchila, the Ramah tells us, tov lizor lechatchila, he brings down the name of the Mariel, and the Aguda, and the Rokeach, that one should try not to do this. One should make sure that as soon as you have the matzah in the right shape and form, it's all fully kneaded, and you've made the holes in it, you should immediately put it in the oven and not break it apart. Why? What's the problem if you were to break it apart? We'll see in a moment in the Mishnah Berurah. But first, let's do the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and Chav Beis, where he says one is permitted to go and break it up before you put it into the oven if you can't put it into the oven right away. Avolo mahani, but it doesn't help, however, but to put your hands on the matzah and to just press on it, that doesn't do anything. That's not called working on it. And in fact, the opposite, od gora, it makes it worse because your hands are hot. By just putting your hands on it and pressing on it, that's not called really working it, and therefore, that's actually worse, not better. But as we pointed out in the Ramah, it would be better not to break it apart after you've already formed it, but to put it into the oven right away. That's preferable. Mishnah Berurah Sifkot and Chaf Gimel, the Shema, because the reason that you shouldn't break it up is maybe when you do so, because now when you put it back together into the shape after you kneaded it again, you may not put it back perfectly. It won't be one block. And in fact, you'll have parts that are folded over one on the other. There'll be some cracks within it, not the cracks that we were talking about before that would make it chametz, but it'll be folded over in some way. And a folded over matzah, no again lesser, we're concerned that maybe it didn't get properly baked, so we don't allow a folded over matzah, because the fire may not fully get into the folded over area. As we learned in a few days in Simon Tov Samach Aleph. And therefore, when a person is preparing the matzah, he kneads it, he shapes it into the right form, puts the holes in it, he's about to put it into the oven. One should not do this unless the oven is fully ready for the matzahs to be put in. In other words, prepare the oven first, then do the kneading of the matzah so that nothing will stop you from putting the shaped matzah into the oven immediately. And therefore, do all of the preparations on the oven before you start kneading the matzahs. So you don't have a delay, and you have to go and leave the matzahs unattended and unworked on while you're preparing the final acts of the oven. Now we go to the Mechaber Siv Gimel. The Mechaber writes, Imo isha shehi losha, if the woman who is kneading the matzah over here, the dough, mikatefes b'mayim, coats it with water. That's what the Mishnah Berurah explains mekatefes means in Sif Katan Chav Dalet. Rots lomar shetocha pnei hacharo b'mayim. She takes the dough and she bases it with water, which we'll see our minhag is not to do today, but they did this. So if the woman is doing this, losit katef ba'osa mayim she mitzanenes bohem yodel. She shouldn't use the same container of water that she's cooling off her hands with, because that will potentially have some chametz in it from the dough that comes off her hands into that water that becomes chametz. So she shouldn't use that same water to base the matzah, but she should have a separate container to base the matzah, which is different than the container that she's using to cool off her hands. Why? As I just mentioned, because she wants to cool off her hands because they're going to be hot from the working, the friction, and that could make the dough become chametz because of the heat. So therefore, she cools off her hands. So what should she do? Eliyelo kli acher molei mayim shetekafi bo. She wants to base the matzahs, so she should base it with a separate container of water, take the water from that container, not the water that she was using to clean off her hands and to cool off her hands. The Ramah adds, Haga miu ba'avro v'lo tzidin no yadel mutter. But if she didn't go and cool off her hands, brings down from the Rambam that b'di'evet, that would be acceptable. This idea of cooling off the hands is a nice idea, but it's not ma'akevas. If she doesn't cool off her hands, it won't make it usur. Now, the Mishnah Berurah explains in Siv Katan Chaf Hei, the tzarich letzanin hayadayim, a person should go and cool off their hands b'shas lisha l'chatrila, at the time that they're doing the kneading over here, mishum dehayadayim mischaminin merova esek, because of the friction from the kneading, the hands become warm, u'mischamin ma'isa, and it could heat up the dough, mehayadayim, from the heat from your hands, and this could be potentially mamar, the chimutz process. So therefore, she constantly would be cooling off her hands in the water, so she should use a separate container for her hands to be cooled off, then the container that she's using to baste the dough with, that should be a separate container. However, the Mishnah Berurah brings down, in Sif Katan Chavav, over Medinos Elu Noagim Shalo Liktof Hamatzos B'mayim. Our custom is that we don't go and baste the dough over here with water. It brings us down from the dough with Mirvav. Sif Katan Chav Zayin, if the person, however, the Ramah said, did not cool off her hands, if she's kneading the matzah and she didn't cool off her hands, b'di'evet, it's acceptable. V'uadin, im Avra, likewise, the halach would be that it's acceptable if she went v'kit v'esamatzis b'mayim she'tzinin or yodel. If she used the water to baste with, not from a separate container, but she used the water that she cooled off her hands with. Even if she used that water b'di'evet, gan kinir l'chora shemutu b'di'evet. It would be acceptable b'di'evet. Certainly one shouldn't do this, but b'di'evet would be acceptable. The Mishnah Berurah concludes and he says, "V'da, you should know the Yesh Poskim, the Sfirulu. There are those Poskim that say the Lo Matzuchinun Klal Letzanin Hayadayim B'Shas Lisha Afilu L'Chatchila. There are those Poskim that say he brings this down in Shaar Tzion Oslam and Aleph. This is the Ran, the Rav Magid is explaining the Rabbeinu Hananel. This is also possibly the day of the Rambam that you don't have to go and cool off your hands at all, even L'Chatchila." And the only time where they mention that you should go and cool off your hands if the person who is doing the lisha is also the person who's doing the baking. And in that situation, mishum dimiskarevis latani yodel chamimas, because she's bringing the dough now with her warm hands to the oven, because the next time she does the dough, her hands have been near the oven. So therefore, her hands are hotter than just from the friction. Her hands warmed up from the oven. So therefore, we're concerned if the woman who's doing the kneading is also the woman doing the baking. After the baking, she puts it in the oven, her hands are hotter. Now she's going to go to the dough and knead. That could be a problem. And therefore, only in that situation, only in that situation would they cool off the hands, but stam, when the same woman is not the one who's doing the kneading, is doing the baking, they don't have to be machmir to cool off your hands according to these rishonim. However, umiyu calls it bestam. That's the stam opinion. If the woman sees that her hands are hot, then she certainly should cool off her hands with the water. And even in the stam case, tov lechatchil lahachmir, our minig is to be machmir, that she should go and cool off her hands, shekein udas kam rishonim, because that's the opinion of many rishonim, even though it's not the opinion of the rishonim that we just pointed out in the Shaar HaTzion, Os Lamed Aleph. With this, we conclude today's shir.